Good afternoon. I'm Stevie White on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. It's time for our afternoon wrap-up. All the market details coming up after this on K101.
I'm Jackie Newton with Oklahoma and family-owned Stewart Martin Kubota in Okmulgee, Muskogee, Broken Arrow, and SME Sales and Rentals in Bixby. In times of loss, we hold to God's promise in Joel 2:25. I will restore to you the years that the locusts have eaten.
At Stewart Martin Kubota, we stand with you, believing in hope, restoration, and brighter days ahead.
May the Lord strengthen and bless you.
Stewart Martin Equipment. If it's not orange, it's a lemon.
Farmers and ranchers, get ready for the Oklahoma City Farm Show April 3rd through 5th at the OKC Fairgrounds Bennett Event Center. Explore the latest cutting-edge technology in farm and ranch equipment from over 300 exhibitors, plus seminars from OSU Extension. Kickstart your day with free coffee and rolls each morning. Register for your chance to win $1,000 in show bucks sponsored by Great Plains Kubota. Show hours 9 to 5, 4 p.m. on Saturday. Admission and parking are free. Info at OklahomaCityFarmShow.com.
Strong triple-digit gains in nearby live cattle future contracts are the key driver of market activity through Wednesday morning. Although limited additional new direction seems to be uniformly seen through the complex, the focus on continued firm beef values is keeping traders active in summer live cattle contracts. Live cattle futures have regained additional momentum through midweek, with prices moving through last week's highs of $109.55 per hundredweight in April contracts. This ability to move to additional heights over the past couple of days has helped to rekindle buyer support in nearby and deferred contracts. Most of the buyer support and aggressive price movement have been continued to April through August contracts, with traders focusing on summer demand and the potential for further wholesale and retail beef price support over the coming months. Cash cattle markets remain at a general standstill midweek, with activity through the morning and a very slow start to the day, with just a few asking prices noted around $212 in the south, but they are still not established in the north. Bids are very hard to find. Significant trade volume will likely be delayed until Thursday or Friday. Feeder cattle futures are holding on to light to moderate gains following the support in live cattle trade through the morning. Narrow support is seen in April and May contracts, with prices 12 cents higher in each of these contract months. But further support is seen in fall 2025 contracts, with prices nearing $1 per hundredweight through the morning. The potential for tighter supplies through the end of the year and continued long-term strength in beef values well past the current run higher is helping to sustain longer-term support through the feeder cattle complex. Given the recent support in the market nearby and deferred contracts are holding well above both 40-day and 100-day moving averages, as contracts continue to reach for new contract heights. Corn futures were 2 to 5 cents lower at midday on Wednesday. Soybean futures were 4 to 6 cents lower. Wheat futures were flat to firmer at midday on Wednesday. We'll check your futures in just a minute.
Have you heard? Scissor Tail Park's hosting its first ever Farmers Market Symposium called Bridging the Rural and Urban Agricultural Gap. It's Wednesday, February 12th at the Omni Hotel in Oklahoma City. The one-day symposium is designed to highlight farmers markets and Oklahoma agriculture of all sizes, featuring keynote speaker, New York Times bestselling author Forrest Pritchard. Registration $60, includes breakfast, lunch, sessions, and a complimentary copy of the book, Gaining Ground. Find more information and register to attend at scissortailpark.org.
April live cattle are up $1.25 at $210.37. June is up $1.97 at $207.40. August is up $1.60 at $203.92. April feeder cattle are up 60 cents at $288.87. May is up 77 cents at $287.92. August is up $1.30 at $293.70. Kansas City hard red winter wheat for May is up 3 1/4 at $568.5. July is up 3 at $579.75. Chicago wheat for May is down 1 1/4 at $539.25. July is down 1 at $552.75. May corn is down 4 at $457.75. July is down 3 at $465.25. July soybeans are down 4 1/4 at $10.45. August is down 4.5 at $10.43.25. May cotton is down 45 points at $67.80. July is down 47 points at $68.71. That's a wrap of your afternoon news and markets. I'm Stevie White at the Oklahoma Farm Report.